Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. Three key businesses remain open during the COVID-19 pandemic in America. Banks, drugstores, and grocery stores. They are considered essential for communities across the nation as people continue to stay home and remain socially distant. But the workers stocking shelves and at the cash registers are rarely socially distant from customers, and they're also often at risk. Just last week, 27-year-old Leilani Jordan died from the coronavirus. She was a customer greeter at a Giant Foods grocery store in Largo. Tonight, we talk about what's being done to protect those workers and the customers that visit the stores. My guests are Mark Federici, president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, local number 400, and Michelle Lee. She's a union member and Safeway employee in Alexandria, Virginia. If you have a comment, if you have a question about this really critical effort as we attempt to continue fighting this battle against the COVID-19 pandemic, give us a call. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You're certainly welcome to tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Mr. Federici and Ms. Lee, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're very welcome.
I want to first extend, you know, my condolences and certainly the condolences of the entire WHUR family on the loss of your colleague, Leilani Jordan. Mr. Federici, what did her passing mean as it relates to where we are with the grocery store workers, these essential employees?
First of all, I appreciate the opportunity to to be on this evening. Leilani's passing certainly was a thunderclap, and the thunderclap was brought on by obviously her passing, and it really brought home how serious the circumstances are for people that work in the retail grocery industry, and brought home the reality and unfortunately confirmed their worst fears, and their worst fears right now are the anxiety they have of going to work every day and whether or not they are going to get ill themselves from having to go to work every day. Worse for our folks now is the unyielding anxiety over what are they bringing home to their families. And it's a daily shift by shift, hour by hour, order by order, burden that they carry, and the unfortunate passing of Leilani is again, it's a thunderclap. It strikes home. It's shocking. It's unbelievable, and it's a fact. And I can't express enough how sad we are, and how sad everybody is, It's up to us now that her passing and her situation doesn't happen again and is not forgotten, and that's the dedication that we have to move forward with as we tackle these trying weeks and these trying months that are still in front of us.
You know, Ms. Lee, Leilani's mother said that she went into work because people weren't showing up and she felt obligated, dedicated to help the senior citizens because she's a greeter and she did have a disability. She had cerebral palsy, but she was helping senior citizens with their groceries, making sure that they were okay. There are a lot of people in the grocery store industry, not just in this area, but just nationwide, who are continuing to be dedicated because people have to eat. People have to keep their pantries filled. Can you talk to me a little bit from your perspective what your thoughts are as you get up every day to go to work?
Yes, I'm very dedicated. I haven't called out. I'm not late. And I just believe that people need to feed their family. They need to feed their children. They need to come in the store and get the essential items. And so we need to be there to help people through this. They have a lot of stress. A lot of them aren't working. A lot of them have sick people in their families or elderly people in their families. So that's just one thing that they shouldn't have to stress about, is how to get groceries or how to get the essential needs. And so we need to be there for them to make sure they can get everything they need. And we need to be pleasant when they come in the store as well.
That's got to be difficult.
It's very difficult because we have our own concerns about our family and ourselves, but most of us are work in the grocery store because we're people. We enjoy working with people and being around people, and we're compassionate about the people that come in the grocery store, and we want to be there to help them.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about our grocery store workers tonight, how they can be protected amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and also how customers that are shopping in these stores can also be protected. If you have a comment, if you have a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Certainly, if you're having difficulty getting through, I promise we will get to your phone calls. Please keep trying. I want to talk to you a little bit about the grocery workers asking for a first responder status, asking D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser about that. You know, I think it's a really interesting thing because these the grocery store workers, for example, are considered essential employees, as I said in the beginning of the program. Your thoughts about where we are with that, Mr. Federici?
It's a great point. Where we are is where we need more progress in regards to it. Certainly, the designation has not been issued by the mayor. We're hopeful that she gives it her full consideration. But it's not just in the mayor of Washington, D.C. It's in every jurisdiction around the Beltway. It's certainly in the Commonwealth of Virginia, and there were some things done by the governor of Maryland, which we're thankful for, but we believe that should go far enough. It doesn't go far enough. It needs to be expanded. Look, our folks are at risk. They're at risk every day. They need the opportunity to have the opportunity to protect themselves with protective equipment. They need the opportunity to be tested. You know, we have a big conversation going on in the United States right now about the need for testing, and that's probably a subject for another show about why we don't have tests. But the people working grocery stores should, if they're declared first responders, will have first dibs on testing. As you rightly point out, these are essential industries and essential workers within those industries. And so this crisis is going to be ongoing. So their exposure and then their exposure to the communities that they serve, that exposure is going to be ongoing. So we need to be able to utilize the first responder designation in order to afford people the opportunity to be tested. Mm-hmm. A great example in Washington, there are drive-up testing services going on right now as we speak. But you have to be declared a first responder in order to utilize that testing, and that's an absolute example of why this designation is so important. But the importance goes beyond just obviously the folks working in the grocery store. That importance is extended to the community at large. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's still shopping. Everybody is doing what they're doing a little differently. But it's an essential part of our economy right now, and it's an essential part of our communities. And just that point alone, the testing, we need testing, and yeah. and folks need to be tested, and the first responder designation adds to that and gives our folks an opportunity to be able to access those tests.
One of the things that really is an example of the risk, not just for the employees certainly, but for the customers as well. Today, the Trader Joe's on 14th Street Northwest closed for cleaning because an employee there tested positive for the coronavirus. They are scheduled to open on Saturday, but we're talking with Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's some 3 days that the grocery store will not be available to customers because of this. So certainly this is a risk that is literally just sitting with us even as we speak. I want to go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Lawan calling from Columbia, Maryland. Thanks for calling, Lawan. What's on your mind?
Hello, Harold. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. Go right ahead.
Yes, I work at BJ's in Columbia, and we are practicing social distancing. And a lot of times the customers do understand, and they are compliant with standing or attempting to stand at least 6 feet away from me as I am ringing their groceries. And the closest they will come to me is when it's time for them to pay. A lot of times they pay with the credit card. I then step back so that I'm still practicing social distancing. But still, yes, of course, I do have the concern for customers that are asymptomatic in catching the virus and then bringing it home to my son, who is asthmatic. And not only that, I'm also a teacher for Prince George's County. So it's very concerning. For me, very concerning. And we do get a couple dollars extra pay per hour. That's not enough.
I see.
Not enough.
Lawan, thank you so much for sharing with us. And certainly, please, we want you and all of your colleagues at BJ's to be safe. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about the safety of grocery store workers tonight as they are on the front lines of the coronavirus pandemic. If you have a comment or a question, certainly give us a call. Michelle, talk to me a little bit more about the social distancing issue, because it's my understanding that Safeway is now implementing one-way lanes. Are you familiar with that? Can you tell me about that at all?
At my store, they have not implemented the one-way lanes yet. We do have stickers on the floor every 6 or 7 feet apart, reminding customers to stay at least 6 or 7 feet away from each other. It's hard for the customers to stay 6 feet away from us. They're usually about 2 or 3 feet away from us. We have a plexiglass that's up in between myself and the customer, but the plexiglass doesn't give us full coverage. And so a lot of times, just like the young lady said, I would try to step back when the customer is in the area where the plexiglass doesn't give coverage.
The in New Jersey, there has been a statewide implementation of to the one-way lane process. Mr. Federici, can you explain how that would work? Are you familiar with how the one-way lane would work and why that may be helpful?
Sure. Well, my understanding is, it's similar. It's similar to how it would work in a parking lot. In other words, you can only go down obviously one direction. And what it's trying to, from what's been explained to me, it's an attempt to try to instill social distancing amongst customers. and it eliminates the opportunity for people to pass too close to each other in an aisle, to where if they're all going down, from what I understand, if they're all going down one in one direction, then there's a better opportunity to socially distance oneself from the customers. You know, our concern with something like that is, you know, is we have a stalker, and the stalker's throwing cans of peas up on the shelf, and as we all know, the buying in the last couple of weeks at times has been, you know, panic buying, like, God forbid, like what we see before a snowstorm in Washington, and it's where the instances where the customer reaches around that stalker to grab that can of peas because they're in a slight panic over wanting to get their groceries and wanting to get their materials in and out of the store, and therefore then they put that grocery employee, they put one of our folks at risk, and unfortunately the directional lanes don't solve that kind of issue. Mm-hmm. But it, again, from what's and so again, I'm trying to illustrate how, why our folks are so anxious, and why we need this first responder designation,
well, hold
why
your
they
point.
Really deserve it. Yeah.
Hold your point. I need to take a break, but I want to continue this conversation after the break, and I want to alert our listeners that, of course, we are still taking your phone calls at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. If you are working in a grocery store, if you have family members that are working in a grocery store, I want to talk to you about not only what your concerns are, but maybe some things that are happening in your store to help make that work environment safe for everyone. So please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is next with the original Quiet Storm on WHUR. This discussion continues on SiriusXM Channel 141 in 15 seconds. Again, lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.